Another union story to turn to now. A Mesa Starbucks store just became the third location in the country to unionize and the first in Arizona with a vote of 25-3 last week. The vote comes after the National Labor Relations Board approved the union effort per store rather than per region, meaning any single location can vote among itself instead of multiple in a city or state. Two locations in Buffalo, New York are the only other Starbucks stores to approve a union so far, but there are plans for more locations to follow suit. At least 100 Starbucks stores across 25 states have filed petitions for union elections. Liz Alana is a shift supervisor at a Mesa Starbucks and was behind the effort there. I spoke with her earlier about why her store voted to unionize and how the pandemic played a role.
The pandemic made things more scary. I think it made our daily life going to the store, especially for me, I have two pandemic kids, basically. And it is very, very scary to be going into the store, not really having personal protections and living in a state where we don't have mask mandates. So we see unmasked people at all times. In the beginning of the pandemic, we didn't know as much as we do now. So it was a little scarier, and you might come home from work and like take your clothes off in the garage and then go jump in the shower really quick before touching or seeing your kids. And it's a little easier now that we know more about how the virus spreads. But it's still scary. It's still scary to me if my 2-year-old or if my 2-month-old were to get COVID. I can't be sure to say if they would just easily get over it or if it would be a hospital case. And I don't really want to try it out and see if that happens.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, when I started working for Starbucks around 9 years ago, it was and still is a cool atmosphere to work in. Some of my best friends and even my husband, I met working at Starbucks and we were all partners together, working together. We've always worked hard at the job. It's always been very busy. I used to work in Chicago and it was crazy with how many people would come in all the time. And it has always been a pretty stressful job, but I received benefits that made it available for me to have that kind of job and also pursue passions in music and theater. It's been a pretty good decade for me, I'd say, in the Starbucks world. But as the pandemic came about, we really weren't protected as we could have been.
Let me ask you about the effort to get people on board with this. I mean, you watched one store do this in Buffalo, and you and your coworker decided to try it. Was it difficult to convince workers to join in this effort, or do you think this is a moment in which lots of people are willing to do this, to think about a union?
Oh, we had the majority right away. So we had the fateful day where our boss got sick at work. And after that weekend, our store was ripped apart by district managers and managers from our district. They closed the store to customers. They came into the store. They reorganized everything. And that really set everyone off in the store. We felt disrespected. Everyone was really upset after that weekend, and we signed union cards on Tuesday.
So let me ask you, Liz, lastly here, what are your hopes for this? You're now the third Starbucks location in the country to vote to unionize. What do you hope corporate Starbucks takes from this?
Yeah, well, I think firstly, it's amazing that we have passed our vote all the way in Arizona. So this bringing it kind of coast to coast. And so other Starbucks employees can see that this is available and it can be done. We want corporate to hear our voice, because who better knows what's going on in a store than the baristas. And who is the face of this company that the customers actually come back for, that the customers share their lives and their stories with? It's the baristas. And so this company should listen to what the baristas have to say about daily operations, about how hard it is to live on this kind of wage, how difficult it might be to pay for benefits out of pocket if you have kids and you're trying to work at this job. Starbucks likes to tell us that they have an empty chair at the table when they have their corporate meetings. And this empty chair symbolizes the baristas. Mm-hmm. Well, I want a barista to sit in that chair, and I want them to listen to what we have to say.
All right. Liz Alana, shift supervisor at Starbucks, the one that just became the third Starbucks location in the nation to vote to unionize. Liz, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to us about this. We appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening.
We also reached out to Starbucks on the corporate level about this. They didn't get back to us before the show this morning, but a spokesman told the New York Times last week that their, quote, position since the beginning has been that all partners in a market or district deserve the right to vote on a decision that will impact them, and they will continue to respect their partners' ability to make their voices heard.